RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales. Thanks for joining me this Sunday. We'll hear from The Creaking Door this week, a South African series that debuted in the 1960s. Most of the surviving episodes of this series aired from the 1964 to 1965 run. Our story today is Like Blood Sisters, their episode from August 10th, 1964.
Search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the Tops in Spine Chillers. The Creaking Door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
Jones sits next to me, but we do not speak.
Death has built a high wall which separates us forever. It began that evening when she came round for supper.
Hello, Chris.
Joan, I was beginning to worry.
I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
Is that a promise?
Chris, this is our last date.
What?
I can't see you again. Not for a while.
But what is this?
Oh, please, let's not talk about it.
But I've got a right to talk about it. After all, we're engaged.
Oh, Chris, please, please, don't ask any more questions. Just believe it. It's got to be this way. It's just got to be.
We began supper. Joan sat across the table from me. Her face was drawn and bleached. I had to make her talk. I had to find out what was wrong.
Believe me, Chris, nothing's wrong.
But there is, Joan. Something's happened to you.
I told you not to ask questions.
There's something you're afraid of.
Why do you say that?
Because it's written all over you. Your eyes, the way you sit there. Everything you say, everything you do.
You're wrong. Why should I be afraid? Why?
Oh, right. Oh, I almost forgot. There was a phone call for you, Jen.
Phone call?
Yes, about half an hour before you came. A woman. She said she was phoning from Ludlow Park. Well, that's all she said, except that you'd understand the message. Joan was holding fell out of her hand and crashed to the floor. For a moment, she sat there, rigid and white. And then, suddenly, she bolted out of her chair and hurried to the door.
Joan, wait! Where are you going?
An appointment. I have an appointment. I must run.
With the woman who called from Ludlow Park?
Yes, let me go. I'm late.
I'll drive you there.
No, I have my car downstairs.
I'm not letting you drive out to Ludlow Park this time of the night by yourself.
Chris, you must stay out of this.
Why?
Because that's the way it has to be. Someday you'll understand. Someday you'll understand everything.
After she'd gone, I thought of the woman who'd called from Ludlow Park. There was something familiar about her voice. Pacing the room didn't help, so I sat down and switched on the radio. By accident, I tuned to a police message. You may call it coincidence, but I knew it was more than just a chance.
Roberts, patrol car 31 calling headquarters. Roberts, patrol car 31 to headquarters. As ordered, proceeding to Ludlow Park to investigate murder.
By the time I arrived out of Ludlow Park, the police searchlights had attracted a crowd of morbid curiosity seekers.
You come with me. I'll take you to the sergeant.
I tried to stop her coming out here. I told her.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you talking about?
Joan Vickers, my fiancée. The woman who got murdered.
Murdered? Woman? You got it all mixed up. It wasn't a woman who got slashed. It was a man.
My mind. I came straight home after I left.
You're lying. What are you hiding?
I spoke to the porter downstairs. He said he saw you come in barely 15 minutes ago.
15 minutes ago?
Where were you, Joan? Where did you go after you left my place?
I put my car in the garage, and then I walked. I suppose I walked longer than I realized.
Where did you walk to?
I don't remember. Oh, Chris, please don't ask me anymore.
Where did you walk to?
No, I don't remember. Chris, please, I'm very tired. Please go on. I'll talk to you in the
bathroom.
What is it?
In this waste paper basket, there's a pair of gloves in here.
Gloves?
Yes, here. Look at them, gloves. They're covered in blood.
Gloves? Oh, how did they get into my basket?
The blood stains are still moist. Look at the initials.
J.C.
Joan Vickers, your gloves, Joan.
I didn't wear them tonight. Blood, how did it... Chris, who are you calling?
I'm going to call the police.
Oh, Chris, wait, you mustn't. Don't call the police.
Why not?
Because they won't believe me. No one will believe me.
Joan, I'd believe you.
Put the phone down, for heaven's sake. Put it down. Thank you, Chris.
I wasn't really going to talk to the police. I just wanted to make you open up to me, to tell me everything. And now, what is it? What is it no one will believe?
It's that woman. That horrible woman.
The one who called from Ludlow Park?
Yes. Oh, she's evil. Chris is evil and as black as the devil himself. She's the one who knifed that man to death tonight in the park.
And you say you weren't there?
I wasn't there.
Then how do you know it was a man who was murdered? I didn't say whether it was a man or a woman.
Didn't you?
No. I didn't say how he was murdered. Yet you knew he was slashed to death. If you weren't there, then how did you know?
I'm all mixed up, Chris, but I can't explain. He was here just before you came. That woman. She told me what she did. She told me every horrible detail. She made me listen.
You keep saying she. Who is this woman?
Believe me, Chris, I don't know.
Not even her name.
No, not even that. The first time I saw her was about 2 weeks ago. That's when I started the breakout date. You remember?
Yes, but...
Well, one night when I came home, she was here, in the apartment. I was standing right here, taking my hat off. And when I looked in the mirror, I saw her there, behind me, grinning at me a terrible, hateful grin. She said we were going to be like sisters. Blood sisters.
Why didn't you tell me about her before?
I was afraid of her. She has a strange power. I can always feel her near me. She said that if I told anyone, she'd kill me. Well, now I've told you, that means I'll be murdered. She'll find out and kill me.
No, she won't, Joan. You'll be all right. If you're telling the truth about this mad woman...
I am, Chris. Believe me, it's the truth.
Then I'll find her, Joan. I'll find her and stop her. I set out to find the strangely evil woman. No name, no address, not much to go on. Just Joan's description. A thin woman, about Joan's size, auburn hair like Joan's, and grey eyes. Not much. But there was that phone call she made to my apartment in Ludlow Park.
Ryan, about the phone call you got last night, the one you wanted me to check out for you.
Did you find anything?
Well, my best friend Albert got the information. Handy having a boyfriend who works in the telephone exchange.
You got the number then from where the call was made in Ludlow Park?
Oh, funny thing about that, Mr. Ryan, the call didn't come from there.
But it did.
Oh, no, Mr. Ryan. Albert got the exact information. The call came from 786-248. That number is in the center of town.
Seven 786-248 with Joan's phone number. The call came from Joan, but what woman's voice? There was something taking me out. Now I knew what it was. It had the same quality as that of Joan's voice.
Hello, Mr. Ryan. Oh, there's something I can do.
Well, I'm in a hurry, Miss Keith. If any messages come in for me, just say I'm at Miss Vickers' flat.
Miss Vickers? Well, it's no use your going there. She's not at home.
Not. But how do you know?
That's what I wanted to tell you. Miss Vickers called half an hour before you came in. She left a message. Said to tell you she's gone to Ludlow Park again.
CID, Detective Sergeant Roberts speaking.
I'm calling to prevent another murder at Ludlow Park.
Well, you're calling about 15 minutes too late. The ambulance is on its way back from the park now. And there's a corpse inside with more knife holes than you can count.
Get 3 fives. Get the taste. 3 fives by State Express. Get the taste of international success. The taste that uniquely 3 fives. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so light, so smooth, so satisfying. 3 fives. Get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made 3 fives the king-size cigarette of international success. Get 3 fives. Get the taste.
Here again. Chris, you've got to save me from her before it's too late.
Joan, where have you been?
Here, Chris. I've been right here all the time.
Then why do you have your hat and coat on?
My hat and coat?
You've been out.
No, I haven't been out. I've been sitting right here.
There's fresh mud on your shoes.
That couldn't be.
Well, look at them. Look at them. Mud from that soft earth out at Ludlow Park.
I didn't go to Ludlow Park. I wouldn't go out, Chris.
Then why did you phone me and leave a message that you were going out?
Phone you? I didn't phone you.
Joan, I want the truth. Where were you tonight? You are out of this apartment. Where did you go?
I don't remember going out. Oh, please believe me, I don't remember anything. She does this to me. She comes to visit me and I forget everything except that she was here.
Joan, are you sure there is another woman?
What do you mean?
Just what I said. Is there really a woman or...
Oh, there is. She's real, alive. You've got to believe me.
I'm trying to, Joan. I'm trying with all my might. You know nothing about this new murder.
Yes, I know. She told me.
She told you about the second murder?
She told me.
The same kind of murder. A man, deep knife slashes, almost complete mutilation of the face.
Oh, she's a horrible thing, Chris. She laughed when she told me about it. She laughed this fiendish laugh. Oh, Chris, my time will come soon. Take me away from her, where she cannot find me.
No, Joan. No, you're staying here. And tomorrow afternoon, I'm taking you to a doctor.
A doctor?
A psychiatrist.
You don't believe what I've told you?
Yes, I have, but I...
You think I'm mad?
Oh, just do as I ask, darling. Dr. Fisher may be able to help both of us.
I'm not sick. I'm all right. I'm just frightened.
You explain it all to Dr. Fisher.
I won't go to a doctor. If you don't believe me, then no one will. No matter what you say or do, I'm not going to a doctor.
I had that talk with Joan last night. This afternoon, I went to see Dr. Fisher alone. I told the doctor as much about Joan as I felt it safe to mention.
A clear case of schizophrenia, Mr. Ryan. Split personality.
But that can't surely be, Doctor. This young lady I told you about is aware of both personalities.
Mr. Jekyll was also aware of Mr. Hyde.
Yes, Doctor, but that was fiction.
Fiction is often no stranger than truth. These split personalities have no power to prevent the sudden changes in identity. And when the personality shift occurs, other changes often accompany it.
What do you mean?
Well, there are often slight physical changes, such as posture, gait, and frequently vocal quality.
Her voice! I told you about that. The voice of the woman on the phone was different, yet there was a similar quality.
Exactly, Mr. Ryan. I strongly urge that your friend be given medical attention as soon as possible.
I wanted to bring her with me today, Doctor. She refused to come. If only there was some way of getting it.
Oh, pardon me. Come in.
Sorry to interrupt you, Doctor, but there's someone waiting outside. A very agitated case.
I'll be through in a moment. Have them wait.
Oh, she insists on seeing you immediately. Her name is Joan Vickers.
That was another surprise, but a happy one. Joan wanted to help herself, but she wanted to do it alone. I could understand it. I left the office and waited outside under a tree in spite of the rain. I stood there for about 10 minutes and then... A scream came from the house. I rushed across the lawn, back into the building. I opened the door to the doctor's office. The nurse was standing in the center of the room, sobbing hysterically. On the floor at her feet was Dr. Fisher. His face was slashed to ribbons. We arrived arrived in Ludlow Park 10 minutes ago. And now we sit here in the car. Joan sits next to me, but we do not speak. Death has built a high wall which will separate us forever. I've just taken the keys out of the ignition.
Chris, where are you going?
I'm leaving you here in the car alone.
Please.
I'm going for a walk. I'll be nearby.
Oh, Chris, you can't leave you. You'll come and kill me.
I told you I'm going to prove to you that there is no other woman. You'll be alone in the car for a while.
Oh, Chris, wait. Wait, come back.
Hello, Joan.
You.
You came to the park just as I said you would.
He didn't believe me. He didn't believe.
I told you no one would believe you. And I warned you not to tell.
Why did you choose me?
Because one day I saw you in the street. You were so much like me. I told you we were like blood sisters. You're good and I
evil.
Yes, that's it. Evil. That is why I became so attached to you. Good and evil existing side by side in the same body. Only it wasn't the same body, was it? You know why I wanted you to come here, Joan.
You're going to kill me?
Yes, I'm going to kill you. But it isn't going to look like murder. Not at all. As you said, no one believes I exist. And after that, I won't exist, because you'll be dead. A suicide.
Suicide?
No knife this time. A gun. The one I have here in my hand. It will look as though you shot yourself. Are you afraid, Joan?
Yes.
Well, think how wonderful death will be. You won't be afraid anymore. The pain passes in a fleeting moment, and then there is nothing left to feel or fear. Now, a shot from this gun.
Oh, Joan, you're all right.
But her gun.
You fainted. It was my gun.
Oh.
I've been in the police force for 21 years. It's the first time I've ever shot a woman.
Before we left tonight, I telephoned Sergeant Roberts, and thank goodness I did.
She's dead?
Yes, in the back seat. But I wouldn't look if I were you.
Well, well, well. You know the old saying.
the taste. 3-5 by State Express. Get the taste of international success. The taste of uniquely 3-5. Only when no expense is spared in its making can a cigarette taste so right. So smooth. So satisfying. 3-5. Get the taste. The taste that State Express created for you. The taste that has made 3-5 the king-size cigarette of international success. Get 3-5. Get the taste.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? The creaking door, of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
That's the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from The Creaking Door at RelicRadio.com, alongside past episodes of this podcast, all the others, and everything else Relic Radio. There's a donate button there as well if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Your donations make all of this possible. Thanks, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales. Strange Tales is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.